Hello, this is Spotlight. I'm Dawn Sessler. Today we will be hearing from John Adolfi of Adolfi Real Estate in Phoenix. And today, John, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about pre-qualification process for renting or even owning a house.
Yeah, the pre-qualification process is super, super important. And in 34 years I've been doing this, the number one thing that I get the most resistance from is folks who want to just want to go out and see houses. They want to go on a shopping spree without checking first in their pocketbook or their wallet whether or not they have any money. That's the equivalent of it. And I get it. It's a very emotional experience to go and do this and to dream about owning their own home. You just want it sometimes just after you get on Zillow or Realtor.com or whatever, and you see a bunch of houses and you get all excited, you pick up the phone, you call the realtor that may be listing it, and you say, I want to see this house. I'll get emails from people I haven't even spoke with, and they'll say, I'd like to set up an appointment to see this. It's like, whoa, wait a minute, just hold on. There's a first step first, and it's really super important for this first step to be taken. Even if you don't want to, and I find people that is the case, they don't want to. But after they hear me out on why, they seem to go, okay, I get it. Pre-qualification is so important for a couple of reasons. Number one, pre-qualification is nothing more than about a 10 to 15 minute conversation with a mortgage lender, a bank, does mortgages. And what they're going to do is they're going to ask you a series of questions. They're going to ask you for your Social Security number so they can pull your credit. They're looking for at least a 640 or better without any open collections or judgments. That's the first thing they're going to do. The second thing they're going to do is they're going to find out how much you make, how much you owe, like in credit card, school loan, auto loan, that type of reoccurring debt. And then they add it all up and use their formulations, and they come up with a price point or a monthly maximum payment that you can afford, according to them. As long as your credit score is 640 or better, and then you get that number, whether it be $100,000 house or you can't go above $900 monthly payment, then you can move forward and you'll even get a pre-qualification letter from the bank. That is the best thing to have in your possession, because when you call any realtor, and if they are smart about it, because you got to understand, they work on commission only, and they ask the all-important question, have you been pre-qualified? And if you say no, some realtors who are just hungry will cart you about all over the place. And here's a second reason why you want to do it. Say he or she carts you all over the place without being pre-qualified, and you find the perfect house. You put an offer in on it, or you're getting ready to put an offer on it, and then the realtor says, oh, have you got pre-qualified yet? No. Well, let's get you pre-qualified. And all of a sudden you find out either your credit wasn't good enough, or you didn't have enough money in the bank, or your debt was too high, and your credit, and or it comes back to where you can afford a $60,000 house, and here you are falling in love with a $100,000 house. So preparation is so important. Once you get pre-qualified, it's good for anywhere between 3 to 6 months, and you can renew it, and it is carte blanche. That is your ticket to not getting hassled by any realtor, and it shows that you've gone through that and very important step. You've taken the initiative. You are serious, and then that real estate agent can then, with confidence, direct their attention towards you and start beginning to show you houses that are in your price range. The things that spoil the process of getting pre-qualified and then eventually finding a home and then closing on the property, yes, you could get fired. Something happens in the employment and you don't have income any longer. The other thing is, guys, a boat or a monster truck, when you're in the process of closing, it will knock your debt and you will not be able to get a loan, even though you're maybe on the way to closing. That's another thing that can stop it in its tracks while you're in the process of doing it. Or you file bankruptcy or something catastrophic happens to your credit.
John, if someone has a question for you, how can they get in contact with you?
They can contact me at my office. Even if you just have a question, you're more than welcome to call 315-695-6434.
We just heard from John Adolfi from Adolfi Real Estate in Phoenix. I am Dawn Sessler for Spotlight.
You've been listening to Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Morris Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Morris Hill Network staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email spotlight@morrishillnetwork.org or mail to Spotlight in care of the Morris Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road, that's M-A-K-Y-E-S Road, Syracuse, New York, 13215.